Every stone's unique. It's not like mass-produced jewellery. Every stone will have its own unique patterns, and it's just very satisfying to take something that's just rough and raw, rock it straight out of the earth and turn it into something that's attractive and that people admire and, you know, that your wife or friend wears.
It's a hobby that can easily turn into an obsession. The fossicker's ability to turn often uninteresting-looking bits of rock and stone into beautiful and precious gemstones. Hello, I'm Hayley Reno. Keen fossickers and gem collectors from around the country have converged on the northwest Queensland town of Cloncurry for their annual Rockana Gem and Mineral Festival. They're here to buy and to sell and to talk about their latest finds. One of them is local Nathan March. He's called Cloncurry home for the past 20 years.
The area is rich in history. It's got a lot of old mines, so I used to poke around and kick a few rocks around, and that really took my interest, finding, first of all the copper rocks and then other things.
How do you plan for a day out looking for gems and minerals?
I just have a think about what I want to look for, whether it's garnets, which you can, if you find good quality, you can facet. Or if you go to some of the old copper mines, you can find material that might be able to be polished. So sometimes you'll need just a heavy pick and a good hammer, and sometimes you'll need some sieving material to sort out the gems from the rough.
Does it take a bit of practice to know what you're looking for?
Sure does. I mean, anybody that goes out there will always bring something back. And look, you know, you can find little interesting rocks. If they're interesting to you, just take them. But as you progress with your hobby, you'll find stuff that sparkles a little bit more. And whether that's something that you polish up and turn into a pendant or a garnet that turns from a specimen into a valuable gemstone, it's really whatever takes your fancy with the fossicking side of things. Most of the time they don't look like anything. I mean, garnets basically look like sheep droppings, and you only really know by the shape of the crystal sides. Every now and again you've got to give one a tap with a hammer and make sure you're collecting garnets and not kangaroo or sheep droppings or something like that. But with your copper rocks, you've got to know if it's grainy, then it probably won't polish. If it breaks with good clear sides, then it's probably going to polish up all right. You've got to have a bit of imagination, a little bit of experience to know what's going to give you a nice glossy polish and what might not be so good.
If you get into fossicking and gem finding, do you end up with a lot of sort of buckets and boxes of rocks and things around the house?
Well, I did. I ended up with a couple of ton of stuff. So it became a bit of a problem for keeping things tidy around the yard. So I've just started a little business. And that's why I come and support the Rockana each year and sell a little bit of my surplus, as some of my friends and colleagues here do. And it's really good to see young, old, everyday people come and have a look at the rocks and see that they're not just rocks, you know, that the values and qualities and what different people see in gemstones.
Nathan March doesn't restrict himself to just finding local Australian gems. He even goes on fossicking holidays overseas to find something new.
I do a bit of international travel, and we build some gemstone hunting into that. So we've looked for gemstones in Indonesia, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, just looking for different stuff that people haven't seen before. So I've gone up into the wilds of, 6-7 hours northwest of Hanoi, looking for rubies and sapphires with the locals, and it's all good fun. And, you know, people that are into gemstones, they're passionate about it, whether it's in Australia or in another country.
Yeah, so big international community for that sort of interest?
Definitely. We've just come back from a holiday to Indonesia, and they're fanatical about their gemstones and agates as well. So we do some trades. Like I sat down with a young fella from Flores in Indonesia, and we swapped gemstones, and we didn't share anything common with our language, but we were able to share our passion about stones.
And so you've been in this hobby for a fairly long time. Do you think you're going to be doing this for a long time to come?
I think this is my retirement plan. I'll always be into stones and just the satisfaction it brings from seeing the rough rock turn into pendants and polished stones, definitely.